Proclamation number 8158, dated the April 23rd, 1962. Resurrection of Jesus. Easter. My body was resurrected on the third day. And even if this event seems unbelievable to people because they cannot find any evidence for it, humanity should nevertheless be told through my spirit that I truly rose from the dead. Because through my act of salvation I overcame death, which my adversary had brought into the world with his descent into the abyss. And with my resurrection I proved to you humans at the same time that death does not exist for the spiritualized being. Hence the ray transformation into the original being, which is achieved by a life of love as I exemplify to humanity, also excludes every condition of death, every helplessness and weakness, and as soon as this transformation has taken place during earthly life the soul can enter eternal life. Death was conquered by my sacrifice on the cross because the original sin was redeemed by it and the being was given the opportunity again to transform into its original essence, which then also guaranteed its eternal life. I wanted to prove to you that the physical body can be spiritualized too and thus will not have to fear death either if the human being succeeds in spiritualizing his body while still on earth. I myself, as Jesus the human being, spiritualized all of my body's still immature substances through my life of love. I matured them. Love calmed everything that was unspiritual in me and persuaded it to unite with my soul, so that body and soul could join the eternal spirit God within me, and thus a complete fusion with him took place. And an entirely spiritualized being cannot be subject to death anymore, because death is a condition of helplessness, but a spiritualized being is light and strength in abundance and liberated from every restraint. The event of my resurrection was therefore also visible to people because they found my tomb empty. It was understandable that the disbelievers tried to convince their fellow human beings that my body had been abducted, but they could not substantiate this. And my resurrection will only ever be accepted as truth by believers, by people who are already intimately connected to me through love or their goodwill to live in the right way before my eyes. But it is true that it happened because with it the promises, which were transmitted to the people by seers and prophets, were also fulfilled. My resurrection was a huge defeat for my adversary, to whom I proved that love is stronger than hate, that he would not keep his followers in a state of death forever, because I myself had overcome death and therefore could give life to anyone who acknowledges my act of salvation and accepts the blessings I had acquired for him on the cross. Hence my resurrection was a defeat for my adversary, and for this reason he tried to mislead people and cast doubt into them about my resurrection. Nevertheless, you will not be able to prevent the resurrection of those who follow me, who believe in me and to whom I can now give eternal life, as I promised. And you will constantly have fewer followers, since time and again people will rise to eternal life because I overcame death, because he cannot eternally burden a being who has the will to return to me, and who will thus seek refuge beneath my cross in order to escape my adversary's force. Death has been conquered for them and their resurrection to life is guaranteed. Even my disciples did not want to believe that I had risen from the dead, although I made this promise to them beforehand. But I strengthened their faith, and they recognized me when I came to them. Hence they had proof that I had overcome death, because they should proclaim me with complete conviction. They should speak of my death on the cross and also of my resurrection, since this knowledge had to be given to people who were meant to believe in me and start on the path to the cross, since they could only be redeemed if they, too, carried their guilt to me under the cross. But my most important act of mercy would soon have been forgotten again had my spirit not been active time and again in those human beings who had entirely given themselves to me, and whom, being redeemed, I could fill with my spirit in abundance, who educated them from within, who made the knowledge of Jesus Christ's act of salvation comprehensible to them. Because the written records passed on to people did not remain truthful for long. Where human intellect was used on its own, misguided opinions crept in, which were also passed on as written records, and consequently there was no further guarantee for the pure truth. But where my spirit could work in a person, the pure truth was revealed time and again, and the knowledge of my suffering and death on the cross as well as my resurrection was given to people, because this knowledge is absolutely essential if people are also to have complete faith in it. And my spirit will always work in a person who gives himself to me in order to receive the pure truth. Time and again people will hear the message and be given the right explanation, so that you humans can indeed believe in my resurrection and my triumph over death. The death need not exist for you anymore if you keep by my side, if you yourselves want me to have died on your behalf. When you have a living faith in me and my act of salvation, which I myself accomplished in Jesus the man. I was resurrected from the dead, and after the death of your body you will be resurrected in this way to eternal life too. And you need not fear death anymore once you are freed from the enemy of your souls, from my adversary, once you allow yourselves to be redeemed by me. Because then there will be no more death for you, then you will live in and with me and eternally not lose this life again. Amen.